Good afternoon. It's good to see so many of you could join us today. I am Stephanie Carson, Director of Traditional Music here at Northwood, and we've been looking forward to this day for many months once Lloyd Larson said he was available to work with our choir. We began learning the music in early January, and it has been both challenging and rewarding. You have probably read his amazing bio in the back of your program. It does not say that he was editor at Lorenz Publishing for many years. He has published over 1,500 works and 20 anthems, one cantata, 10 bell pieces, vocal, solo, and duet piano books are all on our shelves. And there are just a couple of composers who do both handbells and choral, and Lloyd is one of those, he and Joel Rainey, that's pretty much it. We got a call 2 weeks ago when we put the sign up outside from a woman inquiring about the concert. I called her back, she may be here today somewhere, and I said, so you must know that name, Lloyd Larson. And she said, oh yes, I spent my entire life singing his music. I think all of us in church music have. And then our trumpet player, Steve, and another choral person used to teach music in the public school system, and they've used many of Lloyd's pieces as well. He has reached many in both sacred and secular worlds of music. Often, our choir attends a summer worship and music event in Leesburg, Florida. A few years ago, Lloyd was our clinician, and we got to see him up close and personal then. And now, spending many hours together yesterday, I can tell you he is genuine and funny and spiritual and just an extraordinary musician, as you will hear in all of these compositions and arrangements today. He will share with us the stories behind these songs, and he just has the music in him and the Spirit of God. His wife, Marcy, is an organist and concert pianist, and we're lucky that she was able to join us also. So please help me welcome Lloyd and Marcy Larson. Today with a hymn of faith, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, with our brass quintet, who's all from Northwood. It's pretty special. And our wonderful organist, David Furr. So please stand and sing this hymn with us. Thank you.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we stand before you this afternoon, united in our love for music, especially sacred music, and our desire to touch the lives of others through such composer concerts. We thank you for the gifts and the talents you have bestowed upon those here today leading us, our choir, our instrumentalists, our music leaders, Lloyd and Marcy Larson. And grant that what we sing with our lips, we may believe in our hearts. And what we believe in our hearts, we may practice and show forth in our lives. For unto you we offer glory, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 150, which is an invitation to all of us to lift our voices
to lift our instruments, to lift our lives in praise to the living God. We're going to switch gears a little bit here. There is a husband and wife team that has kind of emerged on the scene in recent years. They're Irish by background, Keith and Kristen Getty. And they have provided the church with a number of new, what I would call modern hymns, but they're very much in the traditional hymn style with multiple stanzas, and you see kind of a theological development as you go stanza to stanza. They arrived on the scene, I think, with some recognition and notoriety with the hymn In Christ Alone, which many of you probably have been introduced to in recent years. So we're going to sing that. It's a wonderful new hymn, and it's titled By Faith, and I think you'll hear scriptural truths throughout as it encourages us in the journey of life and faith to continue the walk, even in the tough times, in the times where the future is not assured of us, promises of certainty in front of us, but we'll sing that for you by faith. And then right after that, we're going to do a relatively new anthem that just came out just last year. It's titled In the Shadow of the Wings. It comes from the idea behind it comes from a passage in Psalm chapter 67, verse 3. And it's the idea that God's presence is like the wings of a safety nest of a bird perhaps above us. And the verse says, because you are my help, O God, I sing in the shadow of your wings. So first by faith and then in the shadow of his wings.
Thank you.
things I oftentimes say when I'm in settings like this, in a place of worship, with choirs, is that we sing in the context of worship. We sing in these kinds of settings because of the truths that are imparted to us, that are shared with us, that are inspired through God's word. That's the reason choirs gather. We all love beautiful melodies. We all love to work on those consonants and those vowels, those of you who've been in choir, and these folks have heard me talk a lot about consonants and vowels in the last couple of days. But the reason we do that is so that we can articulate these wonderful truths of our faith. We're going to switch gears here a little bit. We've pulled in another set of hands at the piano, so we're going to have a little four-hand piano accompaniment as we sing an early Native American folk hymn. It comes from the Appalachian folk hymn tradition. Some of you may recognize this melody. The melody is Saints Bound for Heaven, and that's actually the name of this anthem that we're going to sing for you. It talks about the journey of our life and our faith, but with the ultimate promise of an eternal presence with the living God. So this is Saints Bound for Heaven. Talking with Stephanie Carson about the possibility of coming to being with you here several, many months ago, actually. My wife Marcy and I live in Minnesota. And when you're given an invitation to perhaps come to Florida in late February, early March, that's not really a hard decision to make. The irony of all this, as I shared with the congregation this morning in our worship, is that we're having a relatively, not a relatively, a very mild winter up north where they've hit 60s and even 70s in some parts of the state in recent weeks. That's unheard of. Last year I was on a first name basis with my snowblower with all the snow we had, and this year I haven't even cranked it up once. So I don't know if it'll work when we finally get a snowfall, but regardless, we're delighted to be here in this state at this time of year and to enjoy some of your weather. Marcy and I are the parents of three adult children, as you perhaps saw in the back of the program. They're all married and scattered hither and yon, and we have seven grandkids. I always thought that grandparents were these older people until I became one, and all of a sudden I was amazed at how young they looked to me, you know. When the kids were all at home, Marcy rarely got to travel with me, but since they are out of the roost now, on these occasions where we get to travel together, that's a real gift. So she was here, and I kind of leaned on her to help me do a couple of four-hand piano pieces that we're going to do for you. The first one comes actually out of the same ilk and era as the Appalachian folk hymn that we just did, Saints Bound for Heaven. And this is titled, Christians We Have Met to Worship. And many of you perhaps knew it in an earlier, perhaps you grew up singing, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. It's that hymn tune. You'll recognize that. It also, in our hymnals, gets associated with some other hymn texts as well. Then we'll switch gears and go to one of my very favorite hymns and perhaps one of the favorite and most beloved hymns of the church, It Is Well With My Soul. Thank you. my bride of almost 48 years. I met in the music department at Anderson University. She went to Anderson University to be a nursing major, and she went, got the books, went to the classes for the first day and decided that wasn't what she wanted to do, and I'm really glad that I met her in the music department after that, so when she switched her major. So it's been a great journey, and it's a privilege for me to be able to share the platform with her this evening. I don't always get to go when I do these composer weekends, like what we've done this weekend. I don't always get to go where they've got a skilled handbell choir like what you're privileged to have in this particular church. We were talking about what the program might look like today, and we decided to add the component of the handbells. So we're going to do a setting of Old Hundredth. And if you know hymn tunes at all, Old Hundredth is what we commonly call the doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. So you'll recognize the melody. We're going to ask you not to sing because it's not the way you would sing it in worship, okay? But you'll be able to pick out the melody in some different kinds of ways as we do this fantasy on Old Hundredth with the Northwood Jubilation Ringers.
Thank you.
we decided to pay the handbell ringers on by the note on that particular piece. The next piece we're going to sing for you is a choir. It has a little bit of history and background to it. Most of you probably do not remember what you were doing on December the 14th, 2012. But I do. Let me tell you why. That particular day, a lone gunman walked into Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. 20 children, 6 adults, inexplicably taken in just a moment's time. That day, I happened to be working on this particular anthem that we're getting ready to sing. And the text is based on Revelation 22, verse 5. Revelation, of course, is John's vision of what heaven will be, at least in parts of it. This particular verse says this: there will be no more night. There will be no need for the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will be the source of light. On that particular day, some innocent children and some adults met their eternal destiny. It wasn't the way anyone would have scripted that day and that plan. But I found as I was working on that text that day and reflecting upon what I had just heard and witnessed on the news, I hung on to those words of hope, of promise, of eternal light, which are there for all of us if we embrace the truths of our Lord. So we sing for you, dwell in the light forevermore.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 19, verses 38 through 40, read about Jerusalem. We read about Jesus coming into Jerusalem on what we have come to call Palm Sunday. And Jesus was surrounded by an entourage of his supporters, of people who had embraced his truths, who were following this charismatic messenger of the good news, the gospel. And the religious leaders of the day were saying to Jesus, you need to ask these folks to kind of tame it down, to pipe down. And he said to them, he said, I tell you, if they do not shout and sing their praises, the rocks, the very rocks themselves, will cry out in praise. And that's the catalyst for this piece we're going to sing for you, because it says, ain't no rock gonna shout for me. You need to buckle up. Ain't no rock gonna shout for me.
To learn this music and to be directed by this great man. We have a peek inside the meaning of these songs and the inspiration behind them. We all grew spiritually and musically, both today as we sang it and yesterday as we learned it and tweaked it. I want to thank the choir for their faithfulness in learning this music with extra rehearsals. Our extra singers, the handbell ringers, the brass, and again, all the members here, and our sound tech, Drew, our excellent organist and pianist. We couldn't do it without David Furr. At the conclusion of this concert, there will be people at the door with baskets to help with the cost of this event, and we thank you in advance for your generosity. Before our final number, once again, please join me in expressing our gratitude and thanks to Lloyd Wilson.
And let me say, though Stephanie didn't say anything, it takes great leadership to have a music ministry like this church does. And folks, I hope you know how blessed you are to have Stephanie Carson. And I would simply echo my thanks to the brass, to David on the piano and organ, and to all who have helped to make this weekend such a great and rewarding kind of experience for us as well. One of the fears that somebody like me has when you walk into a place like this is that you have folks that are coming in and basically sight reading music for the first time. And there was none of that. These folks came in knowing their music and ready and fully engaged in the experiences we helped shape and to put final touches on preparation. So it's just a great joy for me to be a part of this. We began our gathering today with you singing with us, and we're going to conclude that as well. I'm going to ask you to take your program. You don't get to sing on the entire hymn, but it's Fairest Lord Jesus. And when we get down to what looks like the fourth stanza, beautiful Savior, Lord of all nations, Son of God and Son of man, glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine. That's going to be your opportunity to join us. I will turn around just before we get to that. I'll invite you to stand, and if you'll be prepared to join us as we lift our voices in a grand exclamation point to our worship and to our sharing of this afternoon together as we sing together one of the great hymns of our faith, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.